Less than a week after a six-month Israeli-Hamas ceasefire agreement expired on December 19th, massive Israeli airstrikes have killed more than 375 and injured over 1,500 Palestinians in Gaza. The United Nations estimates that 60 of those killed are civilians. Israel cited the launching of hundreds of crude, poorly aimed rockets from Gaza into southern Israel as a justification for their attack. Since the offensive began on December 27th, four Israelis living in towns near Gaza have been killed by Palestinian rocket fire. Israeli warplanes have targeted the Hamas police force, government buildings, tunnels to Egypt, mosques, the territory's television station, and a university. United Nations officials say that Gaza's already poorly equipped hospitals, devastated by a long Israeli blockade, are unable to cope with the massive numbers of injuries. While the Israeli government is hoping their assault will weaken Hamas, some observers believe that Israel's disproportionate attack and loss of civilian life may strengthen the Islamic political party that was elected to power by Palestinians in a 2006 election. Since the bombardment began, tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets all over the world, demanding an end to the Israeli attack on Gaza. The U.S.-based organization Free Gaza has organized six boat trips to Gaza to challenge the Israeli blockade. The group's latest attempt to bring medical volunteers and supplies to Gaza was thwarted on December 30th when an Israeli patrol boat in the Mediterranean Sea rammed the pleasure craft Dignity, which had 16 passengers on board, including former Democratic Congresswoman and Green Party presidential candidate Cynthia McKinney. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Ramzi Kaisia, an organizer with the Free Gaza Movement, who looks at the human toll resulting from Israel's massive bombardment of Gaza and the timing of the attack related to the coming Israeli national election in February.
You know, there are no words for what's happening in Gaza right now. It's true that most of the bombing targets have been government centers. However, mosques have been hit, schools have been hit, people's homes have been hit. We have scores of children who have been killed. And to say that this is retaliation for something that Hamas has done is it's ridiculous. In the last 3 days, two Israelis have died and over 300 Palestinians have been killed. For 6 months, there was a ceasefire between Hamas and the Israeli government. This expired on December 19th. Prior to the end of the ceasefire, Israel began bombing Gaza and attacking suspected militant sites, killing people inside Gaza Strip. Hamas did not respond to this. When the ceasefire expired, Hamas offered to extend the ceasefire, and Israel refused to talk to them about it. Israel began the bombing campaign, and in response to this, Hamas has begun sending out rockets. So to call it retaliation, I mean, how do you retaliate for something that didn't happen until you began your retaliation? We need an end to this violence, and what we really need in order for there to be peace is some semblance of justice. We need an end to occupation. We need an end to siege. For the last 2 years, Israel has been blockading the Gaza Strip. And for the last several weeks, this blockade has become more and more severe, cutting off fuel, cutting off electricity, cutting off bread for people to eat. It's not clear to me that any people in the world would accept this level of violence done against them and not respond.
Ramzi Kaisia, there's a lot of speculation that the Bush administration gave Israel the green light for these series of airstrikes and a possible invasion of ground forces, which could be in the offing. What have you heard about the role of Washington in this attack?
I think one thing that has been clear, not just with the Bush administration, but with succeeding American administrations, both Republican and Democratic, is that there is no level of violence that Israel can commit against Arab and Muslim peoples that they will not support. And it becomes incumbent on us as American citizens to organize, to raise our voices, and to say that these things cannot be committed in our names. These atrocities cannot continue. And to put enough pressure on our elected officials to make them change their positions. You know, it really is striking to see the violence being done against our sisters and brothers in Palestine, and to know that, by and large, this violence is being funded by American tax dollars and given political cover by American political leaders.
Ramzi, when it comes to the Israeli election scheduled for February, the launch of this attack, to the more cynical among us, may be timed to gain advantage for Tzipi Livni, who's running against Benjamin Netanyahu of the Likud party. What are some of your thoughts on the role of the election in the timing of these attacks?
I don't think it's cynical at all to make this claim. I think that many Israelis are making this claim for themselves. Tzipi Livni, the current foreign minister in Israel, and Ehud Barak, the current defense minister in Israel, are both running for prime minister. And the polls have Benjamin Netanyahu ahead. Both of them are trying to position themselves to do well in the February elections, and I think that that's a good part of the timing of this particular attack and of the intensity of it. The other issue is that Barack Obama is going to be taking office in a few weeks, and I think that political leaders in Israel are a little bit uncertain of what his positions are going to be, and they would like to create facts on the ground. They would like to get this operation done now, so that there would be no possibility of a future Obama administration stepping in and asking them not to do it. When you're talking about matters such as war and the killing of hundreds of innocent people, to know that these things are being decided on the basis of what are quite frankly trivialities of who is going to be president in the United States and who wants to be prime minister of Israel, again, it's appalling, it's outrageous. These are war crimes, and they need to be called for what they are.
Ramzi, just a final question. Israel may have hoped to demoralize the Palestinians in Gaza and their support for their Hamas government. But there are many observers who are thinking this Israeli attack may not only increase support for Hamas, but also could do a lot to unify the split in the Palestinian political factions, Fatah, as well as Hamas, and bring them together. What are your thoughts?
I don't know what it's going to take to convince our leaders in this world that violence does not bring peace, that you cannot bomb your way, you cannot kill your way to peace. Quite the contrary. Violence and bombing only intensifies the anger against the West. It only intensifies the anger and the sense that people do not have a way to struggle democratically, to struggle peacefully, and to achieve the goals that they have.
That was Ramzi Kaisiya of the Free Gaza Movement. Contact the U.S. Group's office at area code 510-232-2500 or visit their website at freegaza.org.